House Bill 1088, an act to require the provisions of health insurance coverage for diagnostic screenings for prostate cancer.
House Bill 1088 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
House Bill 1088. I'd like to start off by sharing with the ladies and gentlemen of the Senate that House Bill 1088 is about saving lives, and it talks about screening. House Bill 1088, 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, and it is the second most common cause of cancer in men. 600 South Dakota men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year, and 100 will die. If it is 100% curable, if it's detected before it has spread from the prostate gland. When the cancer has spread, the cost of the treatment will be significant, and the treatment options for the patient are reduced. The earlier the diagnosis, the better the prognosis. Screening coverage is an important first step in the education of men about the importance of prostate health. House Bill 1088 not only provides for the DRE, which may or may not be part of the office visits, but it is also a very important PSA test for blood, which helps indicate the health of the entire prostate, not just the area that can be examined as part of the DRE. The testing recommended for coverage by House Bill 1088 is consistent with the guidelines set forth by the American Cancer Society. By investing in the prevention provided in House Bill 1088, we are saving increased costs and increased premiums, which will result from treating advanced prostate cancers. House Bill 1088 will have an immediate impact. It will save lives. We need to send a message to our insurers and the employers that we need to keep us healthy, not sick. Wellmark, State Farm, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the South Dakota State Insurance Plan all cover for prostate screening. My experience with Medicare is that if they pay for it, it must be a cost-effective approach for dealing with prostate cancer. The insurance companies say it'll cost approximately $4.20 per year per person. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, that's just a little over 1 penny per day. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Insurance benefit mandates. There's two handouts that I put on your desk, and one of them talks about the different mandates that we have here in South Dakota, and one of them is mammography coverage. Prostate screening is important to the men of South Dakota as mammography is to women. And I can speak from experience there regarding a situation that happened with my wife, Deb. Insurance company opposed this bill, as did some members in the House. And I would like to share with you that it passed the House on a 49-21 vote. Insurance companies say it will be too costly. It would be especially burdensome on some employers. To those people, I would ask this. What is more expensive, early detection and treatment, or the temporary loss of an employee while they undergo major treatment? Or for those insurance companies that would have to pay huge medical costs when the disease become advanced, or the permanent loss of an employee who dies from a disease that is totally curable. It is one thing to be one of the 600 who are diagnosed annually with prostate cancer. It's another thing to be one of the 100 who have failed to have the early detection of this disease. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask for your support and passage of House Bill 1088. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, it's a very well-intentioned bill, as were all the other mandates that Senator McCracken showed us. But I have another slip of paper. And I had an intern call the health department. In 1990, we had 17 companies that offered health and life in South Dakota. In the year 2000, we have 4 companies. And why is that? Because of mandates. We mandate everything. Why do we mess around? Why don't we just go to ground zero with mandates, and we will declare that every citizen of South Dakota is under the realm of government mandates. And that way we can do without personal responsibility. Therefore, you won't be responsible for anything at any time, anywhere. I say this is a well-intentioned bill, but please vote no. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I have respect for Senator Ape. I think he's, you know, talking about an issue he believes in, but I think the other side of the picture is we need to look at our neighbor to the east, Minnesota, who has a lot more mandates, over twice as many, I might remind the body, as South Dakota has, and yet they have quite a few more insurance companies. I don't believe it's because mandates insurance companies are leaving South Dakota. It's because of the population. When they can concentrate their efforts on one city or two cities in Minnesota, the Twin Cities being, and have more population to deal with there than we have in the entire state, that's the reason they're leaving. It's not because of mandates. A lot of states are way ahead of us on the number of mandates that are included.
Further remarks. Senator Valesky.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. I, too, want to stand in support of this bill. I think this is an extremely important piece of legislation. As Senator McCracken said, this bill stands for saving lives. And there's no question about that. Nobody can argue about the effectiveness of early screening with regard to prostate cancer. It's a known fact. And what this bill does in requiring insurance companies to mandate this type of coverage is that it encourages individuals, men, to have this type of screening. And to me, that's good, because what does it do? It does what we are empowered as legislators to do, and that's to promote the general welfare of the people of this state and the people of this country. And that's exactly what this bill does. Now, it's always politically popular to stand up and talk against mandates, that somehow these mandates are driving insurance through the roof. We know that's not true. And the mandates that have been put on the books have resulted in positive things happening for the people of South Dakota. And I, for the life of me, can't understand how the insurance company could even venture opposing this type of legislation. Because in the final analysis, it's going to save them money. It's not only going to save the insurance company's money, but it's going to save lives of South Dakotans right here in our state. And I strongly urge you to vote yes on Senate Bill 1088. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Whiting.
Well, Madam President, members of the body, as usual, I agree with Senator Valesky. And all I could say is to restate it in a very simple way, and that is, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Further remarks. Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of this bill, and I thank Senator McCracken for bringing this bill. I am a cancer survivor, and I'm here today because of early detection. You know, it just boggles my mind that an insurance company will pay for Viagra, but they don't want to pay for cancer screening. Thank you.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, we've heard a lot of statistics about what insurance premiums will do for you. I don't have one valid bit of proof, for instance, that mammograms or mammogram detection or the insurance company's payment of those mammograms had anything to do with the decrease in deaths according to the statistics. We know one thing: during the time that this was being promoted, there was a big push on screenings. I believe that my statement is as valid as any of the rest of the statistics that you've heard today in saying that I believe the fact that more ladies or more people went to to get those mammograms because of the publicity. I believe that was more important and had a greater effect than the fact that we put it onto an insurance policy and is now required by insurance companies to pay for it. Avira Hospital in Aberdeen, South Dakota gave my wife there her mammograms for years for $10. The moment we passed this, they went to $75. Is that a savings? If you want to talk about savings, I firmly believe that it's a doctor's obligation to tell you about prostate cancer. I think it's the patient's obligation to look into it. I don't think it has anything to do with payment. I've had cancer twice. I've had colon and I've had prostate. But neither one of those gave me incentive to go to a doctor to find them because I got paid for them. No, I paid them out of my own pocket. I think it's ridiculous to think for a moment that the few policies that do not cover those prostate examinations are going to make a difference in the death rate in South Dakota. It's the determination of the individual to go to a doctor or the doctor to recommend the PSA. Some people cannot be examined rectally and so forth for cancer. They have to have a PSA, and it's the doctor's obligation to give that to them. The fact that an insurance company is going to pay that examination, if you don't have a policy, doesn't make any difference. If you're not covered, what are you going to do? You still have to use your own incentive to go to that doctor. I think that let me backtrack. I feel sorry and I have sympathy for anyone that has cancer. I lost a daughter, I lost a sister to cancer. But it was because of their own not being able to detect it early enough. Those who recommend this policy or this bell will tell you that early detection is the key to cancer cure. It's not the fact that you have an insurance policy to cover the $25 or $50 or $30 that it takes to get this examination. I think the point is that if we spend money on prostate screenings and ads letting the people know that this is a dangerous thing, if we promote like we did a mammograms, I think we as citizens in South Dakota would have a bigger effect on the number of cancer detections in South Dakota. We have one other problem with this particular bill. I find no definition of health insurance. It does list a few that it does not cover, but are assisted living insurance policies required to pay for these? How about nursing home insurance policies? How about disability income policies? These are all health policies and they are not listed. And I don't believe they should be part of this kind of a thing. Again, I say it's doctors and patients' obligation, not the insurance companies, to detect the cancer. If you want coverage for prostate screenings, you can buy it on the open market today. You don't have to force it onto me. I don't need it anymore. And I don't want to pay the extra $5 or $10 it takes to cover. I think education is more important than insurance coverage, and I ask you to kill this thing.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. And I had absolutely no intention of speaking on this bill, but I want to rise in support of some comments that were made by Senator Apa, and I think there's maybe some misunderstanding. At least I look at it from a little different perspective than the way it was explained. And it was stated that, you know, wonder why the insurance companies are objecting to this bill, and I agree. I don't know why they're objecting. I really don't. I said they don't pay this. They really don't pay this. They pass it on. But deeper than that is what my concern about mandates, and it's not just resisting mandates. We had a summer study a couple years ago. We studied the insurance issues and health issues and the cost. And one of, it came to my realization of where the part of the reason why medical expenses are going up so high. As soon as I mandate a law that I have prostate screening in my insurance policy, I use it. And I'll use it and I'll use it and I'll abuse it. I paid for it. I want everything I can get out of it. There's no accountability. That's my issue with just about any mandate, as I think, is we lose our responsibility, our accountability for those monies spent. I'm not opposed to prostate screening. I think it's a good issue. But if I have to pay out of my own pocket, I don't know what the requirements are. If I have to have, if these insurance companies have to screen me every 2 years or 6 months or every 2 weeks, we just mandate that it's done. And I don't think it'd probably be abused that much, but that to make my point is that we're not accountable for the dollars. We demand everything. We demand not just the prostate screening in my local community. Maybe they want to go to some Mayo and have it done. And it may cost more, and that's my point. So it's not that I oppose this bill, but I just think that the mandate way is one of the ways that increases our cost of medicine in South Dakota and the United States.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to make a few brief comments because I know that we've had a fair debate on this bill. But I do want to say that I think Senator Koskin brought up the very reasons that this bill is important. For $4 a year, I want every man to use and abuse their insurance policy. If it's covered and it takes you to the doctor once a year to get prostate screening, that's just great. I know that the costs are passed on in terms of a premium cost, but frankly, even though it means $4 more a year for a test that I will never undergo, I'm happy to do that, and frankly, I'm happy to cover a large range of people within a group, all males, that would be covered by this particular piece of legislation, because the cost savings in the end will be immense. It's not just the personal pain of losing a loved one, or a neighbor, or a friend, or a colleague. It is just meeting the advanced costs of medicine head-on and saving all those dollars for the entire state that is worthwhile. So I urge you to pass this legislation. It's worked well in the field of mammography. I think I'd be a little disingenuous if I didn't stand up and support this piece of legislation as well. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I certainly also would ask you to support this legislation, and I think I would ask you also to recall the statements and the testimony that Senator Valesky made. He'd done a great job, very eloquent, and I think we also have to appreciate where Senator Elmer Dietrich is coming from. Some of us can afford this test. Some of us may not be able to afford it. And if we look at our health care costs from the state level, if we have people who are indigent and cannot afford the test but are not picked up through a screening process and then have cancer, and then go on to have operations and treatment, the cost is immense. So for this little bit of prevention, I think we will be well rewarded, not only financially, but in maintaining a healthier state, a healthier community. So I urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. We've heard the comments that this is well-intentioned. I believe it is. I know it is. But I think what the issue is that we're taking something we know as a society we should do. We should have prostate screening. I mean, that's the best way to do it. There's no doubt about it. My issue is what we're doing
to a business sector of the of our society out there. There is no doubt, and I would take just issue with my good friend Senator Huttmacher, we lose insurance companies because of the regulatory environment. January 1st, I read the memo from Golden Rule Insurance Company that will no longer underwrite in the state of South Dakota, specific to the mandates. Please understand that every mandate is it's a cumulative effect. It's not just this $4.20 or what mammography did or what the other six did. It's a cumulative effect. But what it basically does is not allow an insurer to craft a product that if I'm an employer, I may want to buy. You know, I mean, think about it from the standpoint of you owning your own business. Let's say you were able, you worked hard, you were successful enough, and were able to get in a situation where you could, in fact, afford insurance, to offer the insurance as a benefit to your employees. But let's say all of your employees were male, but you have mammography coverage. Or you own an embroidery shop. Well, that's a gender silly thing to say because, but anyway, let's say your employees were all female and now you have a prostate attachment on that. So think cumulatively. It interferes with the ability of a company to craft a product for sale. I think it does innately hurt the ability to get more South Dakotans covered. That's where I'm coming from. Senator Valesky was eloquent, as he always is. It's the right thing to do, but I'd much rather see something done, kind of like we're doing with diabetes screening in the coming months. Let's get out there, promote it. Let's really have an educational promotion. Let's do some free screenings. Let's educate the public on the importance of this. I think it's very important that something like that, that kind of initiative might occur. And let me tell you something else. It's not going to touch half of South Dakota. Half of the people that carry insurance in South Dakota are ERISA covered. They are self-insured. We can mandate all we want because they don't care. But we do take those carriers that we do have still writing insurance, and we interfere with their ability to craft a product that that might be available and taken by an employer for his employees. I urge your defeat of the bill. Thank
Madam
you.
President.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Duxbury.
Well, I want to certainly want to urge you to support this. And we talked to some about some of the insurance companies that left. I don't know how many consolidated or just got out of the business. But I do know some, one was mentioned, that I think came in here and carefully crafted some insurance and as in a few years ago was referred to as cherry picking. But they went in and offered these some of these policies to the self-insured. And it looked like quite a savings and a real good sales pitch. And there was savings in cost for just a few years, and now some of those have pulled out of the state, and then they have come back and put riders on those policies for some of those self-insured, and I could name them if you wanted, or tell you some families that this has happened to. And so now they're sitting there with riders, which is preventing them to get back into some of these other companies that were providing very good coverage that are still here and doing business in the state. So I think the insurance companies that will provide the good coverage, and it will cost more, but it will be good coverage, will still be here in the state. And this will prevent some of those that have come in here and, in my opinion, simply did a real distrust to some individual policy holders by offering them policy and then either pulling out of the state or putting on carriers that's leaving them in a very poor position for any future health needs. So I hope that you can support this bill. I think the other mandates, the other things that we have required have certainly been a benefit to the total population in South Dakota.
Further remarks, Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, if this mandate is what it's going to take to get 14% more men, because that's how many more women got mammograms after they mandated it, and we've saved approximately 4% lives, the mortality rate has lowered by 4%, why would we not want to do this? I want to give you the same opportunity that we are afforded to have early detection so that this disease will not continue, and therefore I stand in support of House Bill 1088 and would encourage you to do the same.
Further remarks? Senator McIntyre.
Madam President, we live in an imperfect world. 1088 is certainly not going to eliminate the possibility of prostate cancer in South Dakota, but it is one step in a multi-phase steps of doing what we need to do. The suggestion has been made by several of the previous speakers that we institute various kinds of educational programs and help people understand the seriousness of this serious problem, and that is certainly laudatory, and we would hope that we would be able to accomplish that also. But this particular bill, 1088, is designed to save lives, as Senator McCracken began quite some minutes ago. I think that that would be something that we would keep in mind, that this is designed and intended and will save lives. I certainly would urge your support of 1088.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Does any member wish to speak before Senator McCracken speaks a second time? Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we've had some great debate this afternoon on House Bill 1088, but I would just like to share with you that 600 will be diagnosed and 100 will die. This bill is about saving lives, and I urge your support and passage of House Bill 1088. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1088. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Apa.
No.
Bogue.
No.
Bros.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
No.
Dietrich Elmer.
No.
Drake.
No.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest. Greenfield.
No.
Hagen. Hange.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
Kleben.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Valesky,
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 25, nays 9, excused 1.
House Bill 1088 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.